The accelerating national economy hasn't done much to reassure nervous workers. They've watched as companies continue making layoff announcements. Job insecurity has become a fact of life. But there are exceptions. Take, for instance, the employees of Mission Controls, a small engineering firm in Costa Mesa, California. They've been told they have jobs for life. Rebecca Roberts has the story.
The generic Mission Controls office building in the flight path of the Orange County Airport doesn't look like the site of a revolution. And founder Craig Nelson, with his neat mustache, plaid short-sleeve shirt, and sensible shoes, doesn't look like a rebel. But when they created Mission Controls 6 years ago, Nelson and his two co-founders did something shocking. They instituted a company-wide no-layoff policy.
All three of us had spent our careers getting replaced as employers built up project load and it went down and we'd get laid off and things would be. It was kind of a never-ending battle as an engineer of trying to find stable employment.
With 50 employees, Mission Controls designs and installs automation systems for companies in the food, beverage, and cosmetics industries. They have about a dozen projects going on right now for clients like a factory that makes condensed milk and a company that wants to automate its yogurt production. Business isn't always this brisk, and they sometimes hit dry patches between projects. But rather than downsizing when that happens, the founders give up their salaries. They had to do that more often in the early years. Lately, Nelson says, they've been able to plan better before the slow times hit.
It's kind of like the speed limit. You know, there isn't cops everywhere, but you know there's the threat of that, and that's what keeps people driving within the speed limit. It's the same thing here, knowing that looms that we could lose our pay. There's always work you can find. It may be little jobs, it may be outside of your skill area, but you can fill in the voids if you really need to.
Hiring employees for life puts a lot of pressure on the hiring process. Job candidates go through a technical interview, but Nelson says at least 70% of the decision is about character, not skills. To attempt to measure that amorphous quality, all job candidates are interviewed by a group of five peers with no managers present. The five interviews then give an immediate thumbs up or down, and a yes decision has to be unanimous. Employee Douglas Terrell says that emphasis on character has led to a unique corporate culture.
There's a motivation here that you don't find generally in companies, and it's the same motivation that motivates soldiers in combat. It's an insistence that they not let their peers down, that they don't dissatisfy their buddy with their performance. I was a soldier in the 101st Airborne Division. It's closest to that.
Psychiatrist and employment consultant Pierre Mornell has written a book called Hiring Smart. He says Mission Control's hiring system is unusual, even unique, and their no layoff policy makes it risky since employees don't even have a probation period.
I wouldn't recommend it. It takes an option off the table. I strongly recommend a probationary period. And I would recommend 90 days, anything to see how they operate.
Of course, the no layoff policy doesn't mean an employee can't be fired for cause. You can't embezzle, for instance, and still expect to keep your job for life. But Nelson says he's only let one or two employees go. And he insists the founders have no regrets about the policy. Well, most of the time.
You know, maybe for 10 or 15 minutes at a time, as any business owner would, when you're looking at bottom lines or you're under pressure from a bank or you're, you know, when you've got low points in cash flow. But it's still something we firmly believe in.
He also thinks it's good business. Mission Controls has a stable group of employees that have become experts in the details of their clients' industries. They don't waste a lot of time and money training new employees and replacing old ones. The no-layoff policy isn't charity, Nelson says. It's enlightened self-interest. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Roberts.